motherfucker.
And you Love change. Talk Radio. And
that's what I'm talking about. That's why they hold me along. Yeah. Don't they think black people bad luck? No, we got big bitch. We got large big bitch. How you gonna have bad luck with a big bitch? Everybody looking at you. Everybody wants you to get. Everybody wishing they had you to get. How the fuck you gonna have bad luck if God give you a big dick? Anything. You don't know because you ain't got a big dick. You went to New York City yet? April 30th. April 30th. Watch out. Some nigga spotted your location now. Move.
Here I am.
Okay. If anybody want to call in, but we're going to go to what China Mac has said. But you see what he said, right? Crazy, crazy, crazy. Where I'm at. Let's get it.
Clown on Charleston White just made, right? And before I go any further, let me say this. Let me make this very clear. Charleston White don't speak for all black people. He don't. This ain't a black and Asian thing. This is a Charleston White thing. So we're going to keep it on Charleston White. Charleston White, you a bitch, right? You got a lot of foul stuff to say about my people, and we gonna hold you accountable for that. Facts. April 30th, if you gonna be in New York City, right? You got a show at the Gramercy Theater, right? With academics, right? Academics, you stand by this, bro? Are you co-signing this? You co-signing this? This racism, this rhetoric, this bullshit. Is you co-signing that? Cause inquiring minds wanna know, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Gramercy Theater, right? April 30th, right? Say less. I saw this video this clown Charleston White just made, right? I hate Asians. I'm a hate for A. I hate Asians. I like, we hate gays. I don't give a fuck about the Asian hate video. I hate Asians. I hate Johnny Dane. I don't eat Chinese food.
So, and you're, I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all heard the whole long thing what he said about, you know, China Mac's response. So, let's go here. Where I'm at. Oh, right here. So by him saying that was canceled. And again, what that man said about raping women, raping children, and what he said he would do to Matt Papa's daughters, that still did not get his show canceled. But when he started talking about the Asian community, how he hate Asians, literally, I think that's within 48 hours, his show was canceled. We have selective outrage. As a people, we have selective outrage. A lot of people say he's trolling. Yes, he's trolling. However, the longer a person talks, the more they reveal who they are. So you're telling me because he's trolling people and saying outlandish things, are you saying that all the stuff that he say, that's not really his character? You know? That's his character. He's been talking about rape for a minute. You understand what I'm saying? So us as a people, I'm not going to sit up here and try to preach. Sometimes we definitely need to highlight some things to make us think because black people, we have selective outrage. How did he get shut down? I told him our ages, but he couldn't get shut down how he talk about our people. Nobody want to hear that stuff. You understand? You see how quick and easy that shit got canceled? I'm about to play the academics response too. But y'all see how quick that shit got canceled within 48 hours. That's crazy. That means we could talk about each other all fucking day. That's just a prime example of why black people, we don't love ourselves the way we claim we do. Y'all still give this nigga a pass because he can make you laugh. Yes, how he says it with the accent and when he says certain things, yes, it makes you laugh. Ha. The fuck, ha? So what? So that means he gets a pass? If you know a known funny ass nigga in your town, in your area, in your hood or whatever, he's a funny motherfucker, but he rapes little girls. Would you have that nigga in your house? Would you sit up there and entertain this motherfucker? Would you be hanging out with this motherfucker? Will you give him any time of the day, of your day? Would you give him any of your time? The answer was no, so we'll give this nigga the pass. I don't get black people. I don't get you. I don't get y'all niggas sometimes. Y'all think everything is a fucking joke. That's why everybody take us for a joke, because we think everything is funny. Yes, we go through a lot. We PTSD. We go through a lot. Yes, we need to escape reality sometimes. Going out is a escape reality. Getting high is to escape reality. Working like staying busy is to escape reality or your problems or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So we need that in our life. But don't let this kind of entertainment relaxes you to be okay with certain things that come out motherfuckers' mouth. Everything, again, I'm going to shut up after this. A lot of things that he say you can't agree with. But once you start talking about raping babies, putting your dick in babies' mouths, and raping women, that it is okay to rape some women if they refuse to give you pussy, that should override everything you like about the person. Where is your fucking morals, people? Where's your morals? Do you have any, but you act like y'all do? This nigga should be found in the back of a trunk somewhere. Yes, he does. We don't take shit serious unless that energy is directed towards you and yours. And that's fucked up. Black people, you're stupid sometimes. We are plain fucked up. That's why nobody respects us, because we play too much. Everything is a motherfucking game. Yeah. But anyway, let's go to, let me bring it back a little bit with the academics. I forgot what part, but anyway, let's go to the academics. Everything is fair use. Fair use. Let me see if anybody called yet, though. If y'all want to call in, you can call in. Let me see if anybody called. Nobody called. Don't be scared to call in now. The number is right there on the screen, 319-527-6193. Don't get scared, nigga. And just because I'm saying what I'm saying, you don't have to necessarily agree with me. So it's, you know, if you don't feel that way, yeah, like Jay Wicked, you said Charleston White is your guy. Thank you for being truthful. I'd rather you call in and we can have a discussion on why you feel that's your guy. I would like to know. Like, if you would like to call in so we all can know why Charleston White is still your guy. I would like to know. First, before I press play, let me ask the question. Jay Wicked, will you call into the show real quick? Will you call in? Call that number and let us know why you still feel like Charleston White is your guy. Let me see what you say, because I really want to know. Would you call in? You said speak for yourself, nigga. Is you a tether? Who you talking about? You talking about me, Angie Baby? I don't know if you're talking about me, but I'm going to tell you right now, nigga. I am black American and fucking proud. Very proud. I wave that flag like a motherfucker. I ain't mixed with a motherfucking thing. Let's get that shit correct right now. Of course he's not calling in. Of course he's not calling it. All right, let's press play. If you're talking about me, a baby, no, nigga. Black American, baby, and love it. Don't get it twisted.
Is this for over a year ago?
Free Tax USA. Free, let's break that down. Free federal returns.
Do what I want to ease. That's trying to play black, nigga. You trying to make it like we after Chinese people. We after the Chinese people that's trying to be black. We ain't got no problem with Chim and Chu Sam Nim. But we don't fuck with Chim and Chu Sam Nim, and Chim and Chu Sam Nim don't fuck with us. It's you motherfuckers that's trying to be black, nigga. Don't try to paint the narrative, China Mac. We got Chinese people love me in this neighborhood. right, we right next door to a Chinese
hold on.
Buddhist temple.
Hey, stupid, the booty temple. Hold on, we got two callers. Let's take a phone call. Let's take a break for a minute. We got area code 470 and 954. I'm gonna go to 470 first. 470, you on the air, family. Area code 470, unmute yourself.
Yo, yo, peace.
My nigga Baritone, what's going on, King? Talk to me.
China Mac need to sit his ass down for one. Because the agents don't like us. They're disrespectful. He said he sold drugs intentionally to our people. And for everybody in New York to say he gonna handle that, and the brothers in the hood don't tell China Mac to sit the fuck down and let Charleston White do his thing, that man say what need to be said to black people, white people, any race there is. People scared to say what Charleston White said. He need to say it. It need to be heard more often. And everybody needs to stand when we talk about the gangs. All of us got children. Our children in the future. Hey, yo, Charlie Mack. China Mack, Charlie Mack, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
He needs to stop all this.
Hold on,
academic.
Wait. Because the babies come first. If your baby need a bottle, man, just go put some honey in the milk, warm it up.
Nah. He chilling. Right, he's with his mom. All
right, say less. Go ahead.
Yeah, he good. But you know how he tried to put the pressure on DJ Academics. Yo, you standing behind this? Act Poster told me, yo, this is my money. This is my show. I do what the fuck I want to do. See, we got to stop letting these outsiders put pressure on our own people. Because that's some sucker shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And to be realistic, right. If he was on Rikers Island, he was buying all the canteen. That's the only thing he was living. So China Mac, go sit down somewhere, man, and respect the ones who came before you, the black man.
No,
respect our children. Because China Mac, he ain't talking up for our kids. Charleston White talking up for our children. He's talking up for our women. So what do you say he raped white women? Who gives a fuck? They raped our women, and they still do it to this day. And they steal them and harvest their goods. It's called melanin. They do it every day. I don't hear China Mac out there protesting they kill our brothers in the streets. I don't hear him saying nothing. So like Charleston White said, stop frying that dirty ass chicken, that dirty ass grease. Peace.
Now, hold on. Don't hang up now. You still there?
I'm right here. I'm listening. Yeah, of course I'm right here.
All right, so what the fuck is going on here? Oh, nah. Hold on. Now, I respect everything that you said. And we're not even worrying about China Mac and their community. They can't speak for us. We only speak for us. So that, I definitely agree. And what you say, that he says things that people are afraid to say. I definitely agree. So you said, he said, so what? He talked about raping women. He talked about a white woman. But when he speaks like that, even further now, he don't say specific, even though I don't agree with raping any female, but period. Is he making it clear on what women to rape? That's one question. And however, he's talking about raping children, though. He said that on numerous occasions. So you telling me, by him saying that, you are okay with that because he's not talking about your kids? That's my question.
I'm okay with anything he said out of his mouth because he's only talking. Now,
what
see,
do you
it'd be a difference. He
oh,
was
wait,
saying,
wait.
"No, hold on. You asked me a question. Let me expand on it."
That's right. Go ahead.
I can say rape a black woman. I can say rape a white woman. I can say rape a Chinese woman. See, it's all type of rape. It's physical rape and it's mental rape. They use our women. They mentally raping our women every day. Turn them against us. You know. So we gotta listen to what he say and stop taking things on face value. What he say. And dig deeper behind what he's saying. He might not be talking about the physical. You got to remember, when brothers go for jobs, it's a white woman most of the time.
No, hold on.
You got to look at how he said it. You got to look at what he said and why he's saying it.
And the
content that he put it in. If he said every day, fuck a white woman, rape a white woman, fuck a black woman, rape a black woman, fuck a black man, rape a black man, so what? And what?
So what?
It's entertainment. See, we got to stop looking
at the messenger.
No. You got to remember what the man says every time. I got your attention. Now I'm going to give you the lesson. Sometimes he has to say the dumbest shit to get the dumbest people to lock in what he's saying. If he come with the intelligent shit all the time, nobody want to hear the smart shit no more. You want to hear the ratchetest shit, so you got to put it in a ratchet context to get some attention sometimes. You gotta spoon feed people sometimes. And a lot of times, children want to be entertained.
So you telling me there's no other form? No. Now you need to hold on. So you telling me there's no other form of entertainment besides saying talking about rape? You can't go no other way around it. If you want to be ratchet, there's no other way around it. You have to throw rape in children.
Hey.
You telling me? Wait a minute. And you talking about in the context of what he put it in? The context is what he put it in. Putting my dick in your baby's mouth. He said that about Matt Hoffa. What context that he meant? All right, so hold on. Let me ask you.
Okay, then what did Matt Hoffa do?
Wait. I'm about to ask you.
No. See, we can't be defending those. We can't defend those who not willing to defend themselves. Matt Hoffa said what he had to say, so guess what society's supposed to do? Let Matt Hoffa and him handle that. Because I'm pretty sure Charleston White and Matt Hoffa had a conversation behind the scenes. Because that's the type of dude Charleston White is. See, he always tell y'all he's going to catch things. It's called clickbait. It's clickbait. Either you fall for it or you don't.
He's not gonna overtalk the kid. So you on mute, nigga. If you choose to hang up, hang the fuck up. Do y'all hear this dude? These are the dudes. When we talk about the process of elimination, kill the weeds. You see the mindset of our people? Do y'all see the mindset? This nigga gave this nigga all the excuse in the fucking world. Just because he is talking about the caller is right. What the fuck is going on? Yo, look at our people. Look at our people, son. Black people, I don't know if people getting paid to call in and talk like that. I don't know what's going on, son. This shit crazy. Yo, last thing, homie, if this nigga say he fucking rape your children, how would you take that? You would take that as a form of flattery if you want to rape your child? Huh? I'm asking you. You on the air now?
Are you talking to me now? You talking to me again? No, what I would personally do, me personally, as a father, I wouldn't let public people know anything. Like he said, everybody knows address. See, sometimes you don't got to talk about shit. You just go knock on his front door. Or you meet him at his events, you meet him backstage, and y'all handle it. See, it's called, that's how a man would do it. That's how a man would do it. You ain't got to let social media know you don't go knock his little ass off. He tell you that all the time.
But that's what he's doing.
See, what he's doing is, playing a mind game.
Nah, y'all niggas is crazy. I can't. Oh my God!
Place in the park. Get up, cause a goddamn uproar. You got all you niggas in your fucking panties, bro. Y'all niggas got this bunch of panties. You call him a pedo. You call him a business man, a third. And where's all that shit?
Is this nigga talking to himself? 954, you up there talking to yourself, bro? You talking? Yeah, this dude was literally talking to himself, son. He wasn't even on the air. What the fuck is up with our people? I feel like washing up and getting on camera right now. What the fuck is up with our people right here, son? And I'm not expecting everybody to agree. I really don't. And you have to, understand there's going to be some opposition. Or another way of seeing things. I get it. But you telling me a person that's going to troll a person or to bring the masses to listen to them because they have a real message to say to people, to present to the people, I'm going to have to say the most outlandish things far as raping babies, sticking your dick in babies' mouths, and they should be raped. All the foul shit that go with the raping in that context, not no figuratively, no physically raping. You meaning to tell me y'all would excuse him from saying that? Because he has a message. I got a message to say, what if I start talking about it's okay to rape women and rape fucking kids? Would y'all niggas agree with that? Oh, yeah, I fuck with my nerd because he's just speaking the truth. So what if I start talking about women should be raped and fucking children should be sodomized? Would y'all respect me for saying that? Y'all niggas need help. Area code 804, you don't have to agree with me, but what is your thoughts, family? You on the air.
I'm just sitting here like, yeah, you saying a lot, and I actually think how you think. You can say certain things, but you don't have to come off so strong, so you won't be understood. I'm just on here like, wow, just watching the show. That's from Richmond.
Okay, continue, love.
It's just a lot. It's a lot to deal with this guy, Charles. He speaks just. I have three children myself. I'm 37 myself, and my children are 16, 18, and 20. Started young. I'm also a female that have been domestically violenced in my life. Concerning children, it's a level. You don't take it there if you don't want to go there. You just don't take it there. Something shouldn't be said or thought about. But let's see where he goes with the way he got things going. That's all.
All right. Thank you for your call, love. Now, and on top of that, area code 470, hold on. And on top of that, he wouldn't even say, well, I apologize of how I'm coming off. And, I understand that it's been women that have been raped and molested as a young child. So I have sympathy for that. Like, he don't say any of that. He don't care about any of that. This is what I love. Taking calls. This is why I love it. And the most important reason why, because to see the mindset of the people out there, everybody is their own different person. Y'all going to think different things. Y'all not going to agree on everything. But I thought just certain things that people should agree on. Raping women. Raping babies. And I know some of y'all gonna say, man, that's old, man. He ain't even saying that no more. I can care less. This shit just shows me that our people is mentally fucked. And it's gonna take a long time for we to get it together. I don't even know if we all gonna get it together. It's crazy out here. Area code 470, I think that was you that called it again. 470, what's up? Please mute your background.
Area code 470, I think that was you that called it again.
Yo, mute your background,
yeah.
Man.
So,
what's up?
This is what I wanted to say.
Yo, mute your
background,
man. Mute your background.
We know we're going to have, later on shows, we're going to have shows. And I'm guaranteeing he's going to apologize to Mad Papa. Charleston White has a lot of other shows that you watch. He talks about raping white people, but it's a lot of white people have him on the shows. It's a lot of other brothers and sisters have him on the show where he talk with sense. The reason he talk like that because we in that age and everywhere, listen to our rap music. See, we can't, like he said, we can't be just mad at certain things. We got to be mad at everything going on. Our rap music talking about killing our babies. We talk about raping our women. We talk about murdering each other. I don't hear none of them talking about promoting the neighborhood in a progressive way. Well, this man talks, he give you both sides of the coin. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Yeah, a lot of things he say is foul and indirect. Some things are foul that's direct. But the bottom line is he giving us both sides of the coin. So we got to find a way on the outside of the ring to make things right amongst us as a people.
He is not the only one. He is not the only one out here talking about that, family. He ain't the only fucking one. Here he is, not the knight in shining armor.
He is not the only one.
So cut that shit out, man. If that's the stuff that you would put up with just to get a message, then you already don't know.
Who else is talking about?
I ain't even trying to hear that because, so, I'm not going to put up with that. Anyway, area code 718. Oh, 718, you on the air.
Yo, fuck that nigga, Charleston White.
Okay.
When he come over to New York, we going to eat his food. You know that. He bugging the fuck out. Hey, yo, listen, let's get some shit straight, right? Charleston White, where he from? He from Brooklyn? No. He from the Queens? No. He's in the Bronx? No. Who the fuck know him? He from Texas, right? Say that his ancestors, his great-grandmama came off the plantation. That's why his name Charleston White. He come from the white plantation. That's the slave master's plantation. That's facts. You can pull that shit up. That's where he come from. He don't know what the fuck he talking about. He don't know no Mad Hopper. And he damn sure don't know China Mac. And if he was over here and he grew up around niggas, or he grew up whoever he grew up around, and he was talking that shit in high school, on the block, by the train station, all that, we would have kicked his ass. You heard? He talking like that because ain't nobody kicked his ass. But Mac see him, Brooklyn finest. We're going to stomp him the fuck out. If Mac see him, we're going to eat his food. So it is what it is. He not coming over here. He said he was coming over here. He said he got guns. He can't bring them just to New York, period, unless he got armed security. And if he do got armed security, he got to hang around with somebody here. He's not going to 42nd Street. He gonna be around. And if he got the Brooklyn dudes around him, all right, the Brooklyn dudes come out. Right? Facts, right? It's the same shit like you come to Rikers. Same shit. Who? Who blood, who Crip, who GD, who this, who that, blah.
Right.
That nigga's not, that nigga Charleston White is not from here. The nigga Whack 100 gassed the nigga up, you heard? You know that nigga be on Clubhouse ratting. All that street shit they talk, they ratting about a whole bunch of nothing. So when they come over here, we're going to handle that. The NYPD know what's up, right? Most people know what's up. We just got to figure out, yo, who on this side and who on the other side. And if you're over there, just stay over there because you're the enemy. You're not with the people. You're with us or you're against us.
Niggas ain't going, listen, he's not going to come out here. It's not going to happen. And if he does, he's going to be armed security, and he's going to be all in like Manhattan. He's not going to be where it's happening at. So at the end of the day, the thing is, he know he would get it out here. So all that talking,
I just don't.
That's for the birds, man. But in closing, because I got a lot of calls, King.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to say this one thing right here real quick before I get off. On behalf of Brooklyn, we just want to know how them people around him allow him to say the things that he's been saying for, what, 50 years now? How old that motherfucker? He about 50? He about senior citizens, right? How the fuck them people around him let him say that shit? That's all we got to know. Because over here in Brooklyn, we got everything. We got Puerto Rican, man, we got cultural diversity over there. Over there in Texas, they more stuck 200 years ago. You know, see, they kind of stick to themselves. They look down on other people, all that. You know, they're not packed like New York is.
I think it's I don't know what it is because his mentality and how he say like talk like that, especially with the rape shit. He would not survive if he was doing that shit in New York. I know that. I don't know if because where he's at is everybody's not close together. It's like miles apart or it's not a packed community like that. I'm not saying it, y'all who's in the chat, just because I'm from Brooklyn and all that shit. I'm not just saying that. I'm just saying real talk. His attitude and how he functioned in order to slick talk and all that shit, that nigga would not survive. Niggas would have been packed him up and got him the fuck up out of here. He really would not
pack him up, bro.
He would have not made it. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say.
It's real talk,
believe it or not. But yo, man, I definitely appreciate you for your call. What part of Brooklyn are you from, though?
East New York, baby.
You already know. Salute to East New York, man. Peace.
Salute.
Yeah, but it's true, though. I don't care what nobody say. That nigga will not be walking around, not around here. That is a 1,000% Fact. See how he's king where he lives at? It must be a small motherfucking town. Because you would not be like that, functioning, running around, not in no Brooklyn, not in no New York like that. I can guarantee that. Niggas would have been on your head. So, y'all could believe it or fucking not. His ass would have been packed the fuck up out of here or slumped somewhere. Believe it or not, and who gives a fuck? He would not survive talking like that, operating like that over here. And that's a fact. Any fucking boo, 720. What you want, goddammit? You on the air.
What's going on, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
All right. You know what I'm saying? I just want to call and say I agree with Charleston White, man. The Asians been disrespecting us, man, for a long time, bro. So when somebody speaks out on it, now all of a sudden niggas want to be mad. I don't agree with the rape shit. I don't agree with the kid shit. The nigga do be on some bogus shit. But the Asian shit, bro, I live in a state where the Asians hate us, and I dealt with that. They
right.
disrespect our sisters. They take money from us. It's a billion-dollar industry when our sisters go buy hair from the Asians, but yet they still disrespect us, and I deal with that. I worked at a hospital, bro, a lot of Asian people in housekeeping and whatever, and they just look down on us. You know, and China Mac has every right to stick up for his people. But when you watch that video on YouTube and they say nigga this, nigga that, you can't go over there and do that. So why
hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. Hold that thought. I want to say something on behalf of the people in here, and I want to say on the behalf of the niggas from New York, right? I want to say suck my
yes,
dick.
Sir.
I'm not talking to you, caller. I'm talking to the ones in there. You can say whatever you want about New York. On behalf of us, suck our dick.
Hey, and y'all in the chat, Idiot. Stop disrespecting New York, bro. Stop disrespecting. I'm from the Midwest. I've never been to New York, and I respect y'all. Stop disrespecting New York. Stop disrespecting
California. We ain't looking for it. It's all right. We ain't looking for it. We but, good. But go ahead, continue your thoughts, man.
I just wanted to say, man, we have to stick up for our own kind the same way China Mac and them stick up for their own kind. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just mad that, and I'm about to jump off, that Biden, that cool motherfucker, he passed a law that if I go out and say something to an Asian, that's all of a sudden a hate crime. But a white person can call me a nigger or a nigga, and it gets looked over. Think about it, man. And
yeah.
Last thing I say before I get off here, and I want y'all niggas to listen up. America has a new need for a permanent underclass, and that's the Mexicans. You see, Biden is letting them come across the border by the drones, but they turned the Haitians away. They turned the Africans away. They want to lock you niggas up. Think about it. They have a new permanent need for an underclass, and that's the Mexicans. Y'all voted
Absolutely.
The wrong nigga in.
Yeah, we know.
But
we know.
I just want to say peace to the chat.
Thank you for your call, King. Salute to you.
Yes,
peace.
Sir. Yes, sir. Peace out.
We got Philly. Hold on. 2267. Hold on. This is the last call I'm going to take for right now. Then I'm going to go to the academic video. I just want to say at the beginning of the day, suck a dick again. Because I don't give a fuck what motherfuckers say. Niggas hate on New York all day. We don't copy none of you niggas. None of that, but I don't want to get too foul out the mouth, but it's all right. Y'all can say what y'all want. Who gives a fuck, though? We don't care. We don't care. But like I said again, SMD. And that's a fact. Fuck all y'all. That's a wrap. Fuck y'all niggas talking about. Niggas acting like they tough. Get the fuck out of here. 267, you on the air, family. What's going on? We got Philly. I think that's Philly, right?
Yeah, it's Philly.
Shout out to motherfucking Philly. Go ahead, family.
Peace, Mike. What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother? What's going on? Talk to me.
Yo, this Shavorn, I always catch you at the last call for some reason, bro. I told you before about my son. For some reason, man, I catch you at the last. Look, this is what's going on with these whack, Charleston White, even Hassan Kent. The police, man. Oh, the cops. everybody feeding into these niggas. Yo, they threatening them. That's called terroristic threatening, and it's proof. They can pull this shit up and bring it right in court if anything happened to one of them niggas.
Right.
That's some cop shit, man. That's all it is. And they trying to bait people into arguing with them to do something to them because they know ain't nobody going to do nothing. I said to somebody, I was on BBN's chat, that thing that Academics was doing with Charleston White got canceled.
Right. Yeah, that's what we was talking about.
It's canceled. They ain't doing that. Like, they ain't bringing that nigga there to cause a problem. Like, he already know he going to get hurt. And you right. You can tell every last one of them cats, fuck them if they don't like New York. I'm from Queens.
Shout out to Queens.
I'm in Delaware. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
Shout
them.
Out to Delaware. Shout out to Delaware.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. But people got to stop trying to be, they got to stop being attention whores on this internet. Because when you meet that nigga after you done said the wrong shit to him and you in their face, then what you going to say?
Exactly, man. Hey, listen.
You know what I'm saying? This shit is starting to get old. We too old for this shit, bro. Who fighting nowadays? I don't want to get all scuffed up and shit.
Right.
Ain't nobody
right.
doing that no more. They normally popping niggas. And the young boys is the ones that's running this shit nowadays. It ain't the older cat.
Right.
That nigga's a moron, man. And the people that listen to him, I don't give a fuck what he say. Him dropping jewels and all that. What jewels are you dropping and you criticizing people? You ain't uplifting no damn body. You sound like a fool, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You doing way more than he's doing because, like you said, it's good that you had these conversations and you allow people to call in and talk and air it out the way they air it out because you could tell their demeanor and the type of person they are.
I'm actually thinking about renting out a small space to do like a, you know what I'm saying? Like to do a show there. So I was, me and my people was already brainstorming about that. So I'm going to be looking at some little venues and shit like that. It's going to be small. I'm going to start out small though. You know what I mean? Nothing too big yet. It's just see, you know what I mean? Get the feeling and shit. So I'm going to try to do a little show as well. Rent out a little space. You know, invite people. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So
I would love to come up there and talk to you about that.
I'm already contemplating and thinking and talking about it. So, it should be happening soon. I will make it happen. All right, but I definitely
you're
appreciate
on the gram, right?
Yeah. You got to go to All Viral Access Media LLC.
I got you. I'm gonna send you my math on the gram.
All right, say less. All right, peace, man.
All right, peace.
Yeah, it made me think about that. Yeah, I'm definitely planning on doing that. So press one, all right? I know probably going to be some haters. I don't give a fuck. But if I do a show and rent out, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely going to be dope. So will y'all be interested in coming to a show? You know what I'm saying? If I do a show, rent out a spot, would y'all come? Would there be people that will patronize and come to the show? Because I'm already talking about that. I'm already looking for a little spot. Like, I'm really contemplating on that because I think that'll be dope. So it would be similar to this, but it would be more entertaining as well. So I definitely want to do that. So, yeah, I think that'll be definitely dope. So I'm definitely looking forward to doing that. So. All right, so that's what's up. So I'll be looking into that. I'm going to rent out something small first to get the vibe, to get the, you know what I'm saying, the energy from that and see what's up with that. And then, you know, make it bigger than what it is. So I would definitely love to do that. With that being said, let's play something from Academics real quick.
Whatever you guys have said back and forth. Now,
fair use. Fair use.
When it comes to Charleston White, I believe, is the epitome and probably the most extreme of the online creators in the sense of y'all talk about him. He's going to talk about you, your dead cat, your dead dog, your mama, grandmama, your race, your height, your weight, allegations. He's talking about anything. That's how he is. So I'm not trying to pick and choose. And I'm not going to come in here and be like, oh, this person or whatever, whatever. Also, the opinions of Charleston White is not the opinions of me. I'm not booking somebody to echo my sentiments. The whole thing with bringing them to New York City isn't to, number one, disrespect New York, clearly not, right? And also, here's the thing, too. The people, right, like New York City is a city. Houses millions of people. Anything he said, if it's objectionable, right, will probably not get somebody who would want to go see him. You're paying hard-earned money, got to go get ready, go out. If you're flying in, you got to figure out a hotel. Like, they wouldn't want to see him. So, again, who knows? If the event don't even sell, it is what it is. Maybe that's because of his mouth, right? But, again, with or without Charleston White, this event's going down. For y'all to know. Like, you know what I mean? This is a Academics Presents event. And he was the person who we wanted to do something with this time. And I just want to get in y'all back and forth, right? Like, I was watching some Matt Hoffa stuff, and I like Matt. But, you know, he was very passionate about it. He said Charleston told him about his kids. You know what I mean? I just don't even want to get into it because I watched another video. Charleston was like, yo, I didn't even know he had kids. And I'm like, bro, I don't even want to get into this. You know what I mean? Like, but I will let y'all opinions be heard. Let me see. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what. Is this for over a year ago?
This is what I want to tell China Mac. Nigga, fuck you Chinese that's trying to play black, nigga. You trying to make it like we after Chinese people. We after the Chinese people that's trying to be black. We ain't got no problem with Chimmy Choo Sam Nim. Because we don't fuck with Chimmy Choo Sam Nim, and Chimmy Choo Sam Nim don't fuck with us. It's you motherfuckers that's trying to be black, nigga. Don't try to paint the narrative, China Mac. We got Chinese people love me in this neighborhood. Right, we right next door to a Chinese Buddhist temple. And we go down there with mama son, and I make sure the nigga kids do right by mama son them down there. It's you motherfuckers that's playing nigga. Wanting to be nigga is one we got a problem with. And the ones that's mistreating us, yeah, we supposed to be robbing they stones. They ain't giving us back. Mama son and papa son them and stop six, get some back. The bitch ass nigga.
No, so apparently this ain't the right video. Let me see. They've been beating for a year. That's why I'm like, yo, I got to check out. Put it like this. Me and Charleston White could have got into it and went back and forth for a year as well. Dog, I just checked out. I'm like, yo, salute to that man, bro. Like, that nigga is funny. Okay, is it this?
Say, Jimmy, I'm gonna fuck now. Dynamax. Fuck you, Dynamax. You know.
What y'all got me watching? What y'all got me watching, Chad? Yeah, what y'all got me watching, Chad? What y'all got me watching, Chad? Chad, what y'all got me watching, bro? All right. Let's change the narrative right now. Let's go to this, because we're not going to let Chinese people off the hook as well. Because I played this before, and let me just show y'all this real quick. Hold on. All right, here we go. All right. Just show this. I'm pretty sure some of y'all seen this already, but I always look at it. It's always somebody that probably haven't seen certain things.
So I may say certain things or show certain things that y'all already saw, but I always look at it as if this one person who have it. All right. But this is the exhibit in China. Okay. Their museum of showing black faces. This is what they think of us, though. We cannot let people off the hook. So let's go.
These photos of African men paired with photos of animals were exhibited in a show called This is Africa. It took place in early October in a museum in Wuhan in eastern China. Some visitors were shocked by these images, including our observer Frank, who is from Ivory Coast and lives in Wuhan.
There were photos of men, black men, juxtaposed with animals. The expressions on their faces were similar to the expressions of the animals. Comparing a black man to an animal, that's very awkward. In fact, I think it's quite racist. Many people didn't feel like they could openly express their dismay due to the country we're in, which is a communist country where freedom of expression is not guaranteed. But many of us foreigners who live here signed a petition asking for the museum to apologize.
The museum took down the 12 controversial photos. However, it did not issue any apologies. According to the curator, this series of photos was meant to draw a parallel with the Chinese zodiac, in which people are associated as one of 12 animals depending on their year of birth. But this explanation did not convince our observer.
When you look at the photo...
All right, and one more. Well, two more. Let's go back. See the black face, see the disrespect, and that's in China. See what happened to the little girl during the riots in the Chinese store, and that lady shot that little black girl. I think she was like 7 years old, something like that. She was very young, shot in the back of the head. Didn't even do jail time. She went to court and all that, but didn't even do any jail time. Look at these images. Let me make sure my mic is not muted. Oh, okay, it's not muted. All right, cool. Okay. Now you see this stuff. Blackface. Look at this commercial right here too. We're not letting y'all off the hook either. Look at that. Crazy, right? So we're not gonna let them off the hook when it comes down to race, because a lot of them don't hate us, don't like us either. You understand what I'm saying? It's hate, disrespect. You could go to the Chinese restaurant and been going there for years, spending a lot of money, and they won't even let you go for 5 cents. Not even a quarter. And you faithfully go there. When I was a little kid, it was called Taste of China, the Chinese restaurant. The lady name was Helen, and the other guy was Steve. We loved them, though, so I'm not going to hold you on that. You ain't going to hold you. But they was cheap, but they was cool. You understand what I'm saying? But what I used to do, I was a bad little fucking pain in the ass. So what I used to do, because Steve used to chase me out the Chinese restaurant with a meat cleaver. Like, I was a pain, a real pain in the ass. So what I used to do when he'd do that, and back in those days, well, I think that the window was still glass, but it was plastic at the time, right? So I used to go upstairs, get a paper towel, some paper towels folded, get a big spoon of butter, put it in the middle of the paper towel, like boil it up, run some water over it. And when I tell you that was the most nasty as shit because I would throw it at the fucking window and it would go, and it would just splat all over the fucking window. And I used to throw it inside. Like, it would be like a long time for you to wash it off. I used to do that because how, you know, they could be nasty as well too. You know what I'm saying? But I was a bad little bastard when I was little. But that was just a little memory right there. But at the end of the day, oh yeah, let's go to this video right here. Hold on. 804, give me 1 second, 804. I see you just called in. Let me play this real quick and I'll take your call. Hold on. Here we go. I was trying to listen to some of this. So I'm gonna play it for y'all right now.
This is a message for my fellow Asian Americans, and it is a hard one to hear. We can both be the victims of racism and racial discrimination and oppress others. Asian Americans are the oppressors of Black and Indigenous people. Now, if you're wondering what is the difference between racism and racial discrimination, the distinction is so important for Asian Americans to understand. Racism is the system whereby negative perceptions about people on the basis of race are upheld to negatively impact their ability to access resources like jobs, housing, and education, and to negatively impact their ability to receive equitable treatment in medical care by law enforcement, in the judicial system, and so on. Racial discrimination, on the other hand, is interpersonal. That's where a person treats other people differently on the basis of their race. And all people are capable of engaging in racial discrimination, but it is only whiteness and proximity to whiteness that gives the privilege to invoke and contribute to racism. And I'll use 2020 as an example. In 2020, because it benefited certain people to scapegoat China for the pandemic, that's white supremacy.
But it just came out, even though it was known back then, that the virus actually did come from China. They just put it out like a week ago. So it wasn't no propaganda. It was actually a fact.
The Asian racism was invoked, and that motivated individuals to engage in acts of racial discrimination. And yes, there were Black people who committed anti-Asian hate crimes. As I pointed out, there were way more white people. And I think that all perpetrators of anti-Asian hate crimes should be held accountable. Absolutely. But what I want you to think about is this. There is no one Black person or movement of Black people who could have scapegoated China, leading to the consequences that we felt. First of all, they wouldn't, because it doesn't benefit them. And second of all, even if for some reason it did benefit them, they would not be able to, because in white supremacy culture, that is not a privilege that they are given. But when Asian Americans hyper-focus on the instances of anti-Asian hate crimes that were committed by Black people, we are weaponizing a few instances of racial discrimination to contribute to the racism against Black people, because that is privilege that we have due to our proximity to whiteness. And that's why Asian Americans are oppressors of Black people. If you're being overtly racist, that's pretty obvious. But if you're being complicit in white supremacy, you're hurting Asian Americans and you are oppressing Black people, which is why it's not enough to just not be racist. We all need to be engaging in anti-racist work because our liberation is tied together. And remember, Asian Americans, we are all oppressors because it's all of us until it's none of us.
I kind of agree with some of the things that she said, but however, at the end of the day, they are more close proximity with whiteness, and a lot of them classify themselves as whites as well. Let's not forget that. That's what they do. A lot of them don't like us. Now, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them do not like us, okay? And wow. See, all right. I'm going to try not to hold my tongue, but we just have to know that the little instances of that little Black, what happened to them when they got beat up or whatever, they was able to get their, the crime bill, you know, pass for them. And Pink Houses Projects in Brooklyn, when it was really dark in the staircase, that Asian police officer shot and killed a person who was just going down the staircase with his girl. His girl went through, I think his girl went, came out first and went down the stairs, and then he came, and that Asian officer shot and killed him. He was saying he was scared for his life, but nothing happened to that guy. The whole Asian community came together, rallied behind him. It got him basically acquitted. And that shit got swept under the rug, and that shit happened immediately. You know? And when things happen to us, nobody is there to protest with us or, you know, fight for justice and equal opportunities. We all are left out to dry, and we all are the stepping stones of other people's races. It was another post, I think it was her, but she didn't say it in this, where how they have been oppressed by the white people. They didn't want them to open their business in their communities, so they push all Asian people into the black communities. Understand? And the reason why they have all this opportunity in America is because, you know, America owes China. They are, shit, it's past $13 trillion. It's probably $30-something trillion that they owe China. Even to this day, this is China in a way. Damn, those are bars. Everything damn near made in China. You understand what I'm saying? So it's black people, just to sum it up in a fucking nutshell, because I don't want to, you know, kill y'all with all this fucking talk, but they, it's crazy, we owe China trillions. Exactly. Quota was right. Y'all knew your niggas should be protesting. As soon as the Chinese got this, they shut down the event. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just crazy out here. Let me take this call, and I'm gonna do my sidebars, and then because I don't want to show the person's number. So let me go to 804, and we're gonna go to some more videos. Then I'm out of here. Area code 804, you on the air? What's your thoughts, man?
Peace, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. What's up, man? I'm Tim. I'm in VA, right? Now,
right.
On the Charleston White thing, if Charleston White got canceled because of what he said about little children, sodomizing them, talking all that extra nonsense, I'm for it.
Yeah.
The show should have got canceled. But if he got canceled behind what he said about Asian people, it's only proven a point. And the point that is proven is you can say whatever you want about black people,
mm-hmm.
black women, black children, and they do not care. You see what I'm saying? That's the point that's being proven. Now, I've been watching Charleston White for a couple of years when I first heard him. I said, this is a funny guy because I'm from Virginia. I'm in Richmond, but I be out in the counties and stuff like that. I was raised out there too. So I said, this just sounds like how country people talk. You see what I'm saying? I thought everybody was on it like it was a big thing, but it's so many country people that talk like Charleston White. So it just reminded me of people that I knew from out in the country, right? So when he started talking and started saying things, I said, oh, Charleston White saying stuff about hip-hop that people already know. Like the stuff that he was saying about, you know, how they talk about black people killing black people, different things like that. I said, most people kind of know that already, but it was a novelty because nobody would come out and say it. But to me, Charleston White never said anything I didn't know already. You see what I'm saying? I don't let my children listen to certain stuff. Why? Because I know it's detrimental to their mind. It's slave master music. It's the same thing a slave master going to say. I'm going to beat you, kill you, take your woman, rape you. You know what I'm saying? Do, you know, slave master talk. It's just, that's what hip hop says, you know, and their music more or less, right? So when he started off, he was okay. When he started talking that rape stuff, I said, okay. Charleston White did say in the beginning, he said, I ran trains on girls as a 13 or 14 year old. And because running a train on a girl is raping a girl, I said, I do agree with that. Because if you run a train on a girl, you don't call a girl over and say, hey, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us want to run a train. Nah, it don't work like that. You get her over there, she might let one or two, then the rest of y'all to join in, that girl just scared. She just letting you do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's rape. So I agreed with that when he was saying stuff like that. I said, yeah, that is rape. He just being provocative. He's saying all this other kind of stuff like that. So I was like, cool, I can rock with that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like what he said about Farrakhan, little stuff about pork, different things he done said, plenty of things I don't agree with at all. You see what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to think that I agree with that kind of stuff. But at the same time, the reason it hurts black people that's thinking, because a black person is thinking and says to themselves, damn, black people are down to that low level where they need somebody who talks and acts like this to get certain points across where other people should have been done this. You see what I'm saying? Some
right.
of the points and things that he says, somebody of intellectual status who's not afraid should have been said this about hip-hop, should have been said some of the things about the black community that he said, but they were too afraid, want the money, too scary to say it. Now, when he said it, he took full advantage of it once he felt that he had a following and he feel like he can say anything he wants to say out of his mouth. He's taking full advantage of that. You see what I'm saying? But he has gone too far with some of the things he says, but it all started and stemmed from something that was vacant in our community. And what was vacant in our community was someone stepping up to the plate and telling the truth about certain things that goes on in our community. Now, as far as the issue about rape and all that kind of stuff, for how many years now? I'm going to say, for the last 20 years or so, it feels, I'm not sure, but it feels like at least every year for the last 20 years, a slave movie comes out. In that slave movie, I've never seen one where they didn't brutally rape a black woman on screen and continuously do it every year. The film might even win an Oscar. You see what I'm saying? And they depict brutal rapes of black women on screen. And it doesn't touch black people. They don't protest about it. They don't say anything about this. And they do this year after year after year after year.
You're absolutely right. A lot of us don't condone it, like the help. And was 12 Years a Slave, the Butler, and all that crazy stuff. A lot of us don't like slave movies. You know what I mean? And those black actors, actresses, they're not going to say anything. They need that paycheck. But overall, a lot of us don't stand for that shit. All like that movie. Even like the emancipated movie Will Smith just did. I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't care to watch it. A lot of people didn't watch it.
Right.
Why? You know, we
exactly.
greater than that.
And like I said, Charleston White means something. But in the real world, people, Charleston White doesn't mean anything.
The only thing that he is doing, because he's not saying shit that we don't even know, that we haven't heard,
yeah.
that our people haven't spoken
exactly.
about. I speak about the same shit he be talking about. However, what he talks about, he goes at the rappers. He goes, the only thing that y'all really fuck with him on is going at the rappers, not his fucking message. Well, some of his messages,
mm-hmm.
but he go after Jay Prince and all those names that you be like, damn, he's fucking with him, or he's saying that about him or whatever. So he's going up against the quote-unquote tough guys, even the OG Crips that just came home and that from Cali and all that crazy shit. So niggas like, damn, this nigga got balls. So that's really the main reason why. He's not saying shit that we don't know about.
You're right. You're right about that. And see, check this out.
Come on, Sam.
And everything you're saying is correct, right? Because I've been watching this and keeping up with this a little bit. The issue that started off with the Asian people, he started talking about the Crips and all that kind of stuff. So the Asian Crips from California came on there talking that nigger stuff, saying nigger and all that kind of stuff like that. So Charleston White went in on them, and he also made the point of you join a black gang to run down on black people. You're Asian Crip, and you're not fighting against Asian people. You're fighting
against
black people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So in his nonsense, he does make a decent point. But at the same time, like you said, his claim to fame is going after rappers because that's the bane of the black community, whether they want to accept it or not. It's not so much the actual art form of hip-hop rhyming to beats. It's not that. It's what they have turned it to in its actual
in the message
form.
That they,
it doesn't matter what it used to be. It is what it is.
Right. Look. I understand that. And like I said, I agree with the dude and I understand what he's doing. He's attacking the rappers because music is the number one influencer in our community. When we go kill somebody, we listen to rap music. We listen to that that certain kind of song that basically motivates you to go do a drive-by or hurt somebody. I get that. I'm just saying, when he starts talking about raping fucking babies and all that shit, y'all telling me we're going to give him a pass because he's attacking rappers?
No. He should not get a pass for that.
Why is he getting a pass on raping women and talking about putting dicks in babies' mouths? I don't get that.
Okay. I get it. The reason I get it, because I just saw cult of personality Donald Trump say and do whatever he wanted to do.
Grab you by the
pussy. He always had a backing. He said he's going to grab women by the coochie, all of that. He would still be the president to this day if it wasn't for, you know what I'm saying,
why is we diverting shit on other people when we focusing on our people? Fuck every other fucking culture. Fuck them niggas. We don't give a fuck about
what I'm trying to say.
All right, let me let you make your point. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I wasn't saying comparing us to them because we not like them. What I'm saying, what I'm trying to make a comparison is when people get into a cult of personality or personality of a person, they'll ride with him. They'll ride with that person even if they're wrong. Now, like I said before, I don't agree with that. When it comes out and they say Charleston White canceled for saying that stuff about that baby, he's going to sodomize, I say yes. Good riddance to Charleston White. He shouldn't have said it. He should not be able to do that kind of stuff. And the only and like I said, when he's dealing with small-time clubs and different things like that, they can make a decision like that. But once he start dealing with corporate world, Live Nation and stuff like that, you can't say crazy stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? So on the raping children, all that stuff like that, you should be done with Charleston White. On a lot of stuff, people should have been done with Charleston White. You see what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, Charleston White is not a huge factor, you know what I'm saying, in the real world. You know what I mean? I was talking about that earlier. I said Charleston White really not a huge factor when it comes down to real world situations. The only thing that he was saying of any importance was how rap music and different things like that is affecting our youth and so on and so forth. That was the only thing that he was really saying irrelevant. And everything else was sort of like, I'm just going to say the wildest thing. That's why you can't beat Charleston White in a verbal contest, because he can say things so outrageous you can't compete with it, because nobody's going to – because other people have things to lose.
Nobody's not going to stoop that low.
Nobody's going to stoop that low. You can't compete with that.
Niggas just say suck my dick all day, all that shit, pussy-ass nigga, fuck you and your fucking family.
That don't mean nothing.
I'm trying to find a fucking video, but he's talking about raping children when he said he would stick his dick in Mav Hoffa's baby's mouth.
I saw it. And he went even further. He said
talking about how he raped a female and he says he condones it. I can't get past that. If he said I'm sorry I got to use myself as an example, but just say if it was me, which would never be, but just hypothetically speaking, I said that to you about your fucking baby, about your daughter. I got two daughters. My daughter, she's turning one on the 21st of this month.
Mm-hmm.
One. So what if he said that about your baby girl? Talking to you.
Yeah. So, if he said that about mine, is no excuse. If he put it like this, if Charleston White said that kind of stuff to me over the internet, I may not even respond to that. Now, if you were somebody that I could really get, and if I could get to in touch, that's a whole different story. But if you running your mouth on the internet, when I know in reality, I'm not going to fly to Texas to try to get you, there's no need for me to try to go back and forth with you. Now, if you're somebody in my vicinity, somebody where I can touch and get to, I'm going to get to you and I'm going to touch you. You see what I'm saying? That's the honest answer I could give about a situation like that, because me going back and forth with you, it's not gonna do nothing. All it's gonna do is benefit you. You see what I'm saying? That's right. One thing I understood about Boozy when he ran his mouth about Boozy's son and all that stuff. Boozy never responded because he knows you can't. How you gonna respond or whatever? You either gonna do something to him or you not gonna do something to him. Don't give him fuel to flame his whatever. What he said about that child was despicable. But I already knew that Charleston White was despicable already. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't like, ooh, I'm shocked. He's despicable. He's disgusting. I already seen the stuff you said already about the rape and the girl. That I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. I've seen all this other despicable stuff, whatever. I had already had it in my mind that Charleston White is some kind of sexual deviant from some of the things I've heard him say. I already had put that in my mind. You see what I'm saying? The only rape instances that I had agreed with him was when he said he was 14 and wearing trains on a girl. I said, that is raping a girl. Most people don't look at it like that. But that
let me talk everything about that. Because I had my own crib since 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And we ran trains on girls in my crib. And they mm-hmm. knew it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't no rape, and the girl wasn't scared because it was like four niggas digging her fucking guts out. So I don't agree with that. Maybe because she was scared, and they said, nah, bitch, you're going to take more of these dicks. That's a whole different story. I don't agree with that shit at all. But go ahead, goddamn.
Okay, this the point what I was making about that. See, what you said was 17 years old. Now, in New York State and in different states, 16 years old is the legal age of consent. When he said 14, because I think he said he went to jail at 13 or something like that anyway. So when he's talking about that young of an age and with that young child like that, oh no, I'm not saying in every instance, because what you just said, you just gave an example of a whole tight chick that came over there with four dudes, was over there, and she already know what time it is, and she went for it. Now, that's one example. But what he was describing was a 13, 12, 14-year-old, whatever, however age it was, when the girl didn't know, it might have been two, and then other people come in the room, and now she's afraid, and sometimes women get strong-armed into whatever. It don't be like, it's not like, I'm grabbing this girl and we going to hold her down and rape her. No. Sometimes it's so many niggas in there, they just scared. They just going to go ahead and just give it up. They don't really want to do it, but they just go ahead and go with it because there's so many niggas up in the room. You know what I'm saying? At a young
all right,
age.
Now.
In closing, because
I'm going to do my sidebars, but what I'm talking about, his mentality. Now, what you were saying when he was 17, mm-hmm. granted, and I'm still trying to find the fucking video now, but when he was saying when he was up age at work trying to mm-hmm. fuck his coworkers, right? So he was up age, and he said he condoned it.
And he said he ate the coochie, and then she act like she won't gonna give him none, and he went on and took the coochie. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so I'm talking about the mentality, and he said he condoned women getting raped in that same fucking video.
So as a man, as a father,
I'm looking at that in a certain light, right? He's a grown man. That is a mentality. I'm not just going by, oh, you just looking at you taking his letting his words get to you, suck a dumbass comments like that. I'm looking at the man, the mentality. Fuck the actual words. The words shows you the mentality of that person. And then as a grown
exactly.
man, as of recently, talking about raping men's babies. Little girls
and let me,
as of now. So fuck no. Let me land my plane. As a grown man now, saying that, mm-hmm. that lets me know your mentality. Why anything else that makes sense that come out of his mouth is fucking valid or should be taken as gospel. If this man would stoop that low to talk like that, that he been talking like this for years. You don't think that's a character trait? That's a trait, nigga. That's not fucking just trolling. That's a trait. Characteristics of that man's personality. Not just words. It's a personality. For a person to know your personality,
right.
you have to speak. That means words come out. There's no other way unless mm-hmm. you do a sign language. So words actually show you what that person is really about. That's all I got to say. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Now check this out. I agree with what you're saying, because I've seen Charleston White use the mind trick when he says, "Don't worry about what I say. Talk about what I do." See, that's a mind trick, because what you say is what you do. Saying and speaking is something that you do. You see what I'm saying? So that automatically lets me know he's very keen on playing mind games and mind tricks with people. Charleston White is disgusting. Let me say this clearly. He's despicable. He says he has said disgusting and despicable things that blacks have already done already. Black people of any sense have already written him off. You see what I'm saying? If believe it or not, I've been written Charleston White off, but I kind of look at him like a scientist, as a social experiment, as to see how people are going to react to him and how, you know what I'm saying, he goes about things. But as a whole, he's already proven time and time again he's despicable and some kind of sexual deviant. You see what I'm saying? He talk about his penis too much. And when I see Charleston White,
and I think
you know
women
what I
like
see?
That shit. The women let that shit.
But,
I think
but,
women like that shit too. Nasty bitches.
But what I see in Charleston White is Charleston White in real life. You don't get no women, and you ain't been getting no women in your lifetime like that. You know what I'm saying? You talk all that good game talk, but that's just a bunch of talk. You know what I'm saying? Charleston White ain't like that. He ain't never been like that with no women or none of that kind of stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? I can see that in him. You see what I'm saying? Off top. You see what I'm saying? But just some of the things that he says, I already know it's not like that. So you've already proven you're a sexual deviant. You say some of the wildest sexual stuff. You talk about your penis too much. You see what I'm saying? As many chicks as I have knocked off in my life, I still
right.
don't go around and talk like that and act like that. Why? Because I've done it. It's all races,
right.
colors, and creeds. You see what I'm saying? So Charleston White is nothing but a black buffoon. And he needed to get the show canceled, not because of what he said about Asian people,
right?
But what he said about that child. The situation with the Asian people, I could care less about that. I don't
exactly.
care about
that.
They got people. They got people. They got people that can fight for them, and they can fight for themselves. You
That's
know
right.
what I'm saying? We are the people that need to be fighting for ourselves. Now, what he said
That's
about
right.
the children, he should have been canceled. To me, he would have been canceled after the way he one time I saw him disrespect Farrakhan for no reason. You see what I'm saying? I said, why would you disrespect Farrakhan like that for no reason? For real, it really wasn't no reason. And some of the stuff, I like what he does, because I saw him on that one day, and he did a prayer. He did a prayer about Math Hoffa's daughter. He said some stuff about, I plead the blood of Jesus and in Jesus' name and all this stuff like that, that his daughters get yeast infections and all this stuff. He went on a big rant about praying and all this stuff like that. And I said, good. I said, good, Charleston White. Make a mockery of all the so-called Christians who are looking at you right now. You see what I'm saying? Make a mockery of their religion, because they got no business supporting
somebody like you or watching you anyway. You see what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? So when he did that right. right there, I said, make a mockery of him. I said, do it. Show him what some of their, I ain't going to say all, but show him what some of their no-good pastors do in front of their face every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. You see what I'm saying? Get up there
right.
and pray and make a mockery right in front of your face. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, he'll turn around and say stuff like, I'm doing God's work, or try to put a little Christian twist, a little God-fearing twist on his nonsense. I say, good, Charleston White, make a mockery of them, because that's what he's doing. He's making a mockery of it. You see what I'm saying? So when stuff like that happens, I say, good, good riddance, because they need to be made a mockery of. Black people got too much foolishness with them. They accept too much nonsense. And then on top of that, they always getting outraged over the wrong thing. You see what I'm saying?
It's,
I don't care
exactly
what you say about them, Biggie Smalls.
It's selective outrage.
Yeah, it's selective outrage.
Look, put it in a nutshell, because we've been talking for a minute. I definitely
understand. Yeah, no,
I definitely agree with some of the things that you said. You made some points. I just want to say thank you for your call, family. All right, because I'm really about to get up out of here. So you have a blessed one. All right, peace.
All right, you too.
All right, there's another caller, but you have to hold on. So I'm about to end this, but I would like to just say I definitely understand certain things. And the Asian community, this is why I did this live, because it took for him to say something about an Asian community. An Asian community to get that shit shut down. But when he said something about children, raping children, all the disrespectful shit. Even when he said, fuck Christopher Wallace's mother, Miss Wallace, what did she do to you? Told her to suck a dick. All this outlandish disrespecting grown-ass people that he don't know nothing, don't even know. Okay, fuck New York, whatever. I don't give a fuck about that. You told my nigga's mom, suck your dick. All this foul, wild shit. And people condone that shit. And you don't get canceled over that. His show get canceled because of what he said to Asian people. I could care less about their community, because they don't give a fuck about ours. They suck the blood out of our community. So I can care less about that fucking community. That's just real shit. No hate, no shade. But I fuck with my community. Mine come first. So it's like, we don't take those steps of responsibilities to shut shit down when we see a cancer, a tumor, a threat. We have selective outrage. We don't stick on code to nothing. I see all these dumb bitches and these dumb niggas in this fucking comment section just loving this shit. And I said it. I don't give a fuck about what y'all say. That nigga is a cancer. I don't give a fuck what y'all talk about. That man, that's his character. I don't give a fuck what y'all saying just because he a troll. So you mean you would stoop that low to say those outlandish things just for attention? Niggas in rap music don't even go that far. I know there's some kind of crazy lyrics in there though, but it's all good though. But these bitches in here and these niggas in here loving this nigga and accepting the things that come out of his mouth. This is how I know our culture as black people, far as getting on cold, will never happen, because we got dickhead niggas out here fucking with that shit. I ain't just lie, motherfucker thing. If I threw a rock and a rock hit one of y'all and y'all fucking barked, I don't give a fuck. Y'all could always hit that unsubscribe button. Always. Y'all could literally get the fuck out of here. I'm not holding your hand. I'm not begging you to stay. Y'all could get the fuck out of here. You don't get it, Mike? Think like what? Because he's saying the outlandish things to bring y'all to get your attention, to tell you about the shit that we always talk about as far as black people in the community. He's attacking or going at the rappers because rap is the biggest influence in our community. And that's fucking up the minds of our people. At the end of the day, rap music is only the confessions of what we grew up in. okay? It's the mentality, not necessarily the, yes, it is the rap music, but it's the mentality, because we are, they are only given a vivid picture of their neighborhoods, with what, how they grew up and how they are, how they hood is. It's the mentality, not just the, it's not just the music. It is, the music is just an expression of what they have lived through. The mindset of the fucking ghettos that they grew up in. The mindset of the people as a culture. It's a cultural mentality. So if we attack the mentality as well, the music and the message will change. It's all a mentality. It's a mentality. You speaking your story over a fucking beat. It's your living experience, your culture. That's all it is. It's just more effective, because it's coming through low vibrational hertz and energy. That's it. Y'all overlooking that the words that's on the beat is actually coming from the mentality where they grew up at, you fucking crazy niggas. So he's attacking certain rappers that you feel a lot of them are scared to talk about, like Jay Prince and other people that he's... you know, that he's going against. Whip the fucking dude. Okay, cool, man. All right. That's what's so, oh, that nigga bold. That nigga ain't scared, man. That nigga crazy. Oh, that nigga funny. Okay. It's called eat the meat and spit out the bones, y'all. Y'all just choose to eat. So y'all will swallow any motherfucking thing as long as it tastes good. I hope you enjoy. Because everything that tastes good ain't good for you. So, again, you don't have to agree with what I'm saying, because that's how the world works. Everybody's not going to see eye to eye. I'm not trying to persuade y'all to say, all right, Mike, you know what? I fucks with you. I don't give a fuck if y'all niggas fuck with me or not. I don't even like people. So it don't fucking matter to me. I don't like people, period. But I love my black people. I want us to get together. But I don't fucking like people. I don't like being around motherfuckers. So I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to speak my motherfucking truths. That's a fact. But anyway, y'all can like them all motherfucking day. It's all good. Let me take this last call, and I'm going to play another video, and I'm getting the fuck up out of here. My blood pressure. Let me stop. 813, what you want, goddammit? What's up, y'all?
Yeah, big ups, man. Big ups to New York, man. I'm just sitting here listening to you. I ain't no Charleston White fan, man. I'm from Tampa, Florida, and we fought hard to get that rebel shit up out of here, and I seen Charleston White wearing a goddamn rebel flag on his head, you know. That shit stands for number racism. And we fought hard to get rid of that mess down here, and we did. You know what I mean? I feel like he just make a mockery out of shit, man. His mouth is just filthy. You know what I mean? I'm for my people, you know, black people, yo. I'm 100%. You know, I'm old school, so I've been around for a minute. You know what I mean? But I grew up with New Yorkers, and much respect to my New York brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
Salute to Florida as well. Much love. It's always
yes,
love.
Yes, salute. Much love, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I just wanted to, you know, come in and, you know, tell you, hey, keep up the good work, man, because this guy here need to be zoned right off of whatever he own. You know what I mean? Because it ain't making no sense, man. I got daughters, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nigga talking about raping your daughters and all that shit. You know what I mean? That's foul, man. That's foul.
That's right.
You know?
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate your call, though, man. All right? But salute to Florida, man.
Yes,
you stay up. You stay safe,
yes,
King.
Salute.
And thank you for calling
yes,
in, family.
Yes, sir.
Peace. All right, let me shut the phone lines down. I'm going to do my sidebars. I know I like to go to